Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, hello, loves and friends. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to have you with us on this Mittwoch, the 9th, that's Wednesday in German, the 9th of October. And I don't mind telling you, I miss Germany and Austria and our trip with listeners, and I can't wait until we can put another trip together for listeners, because the last one was so much fun, minus the first day where I was definitely discombobulated. But, you know, I mentioned this yesterday, and I think it's important to point this out. Usually, if a weather event happens a long way away from Western New York, we don't spend a lot of time talking about it because we are a Buffalo radio station and the seven counties of Western New York are our target audience, especially Niagara and Erie County, for business reasons which I have no reason to get into at this point. But the Florida situation represents a special and kind of unique case for a Buffalo radio show. You heard David Bellavia. I'm sorry, the great David Bellavia. Yes, we've been texting each other frequently. David used a word in the last half hour of his show today that literally had me spewing juice all over the place. My lemon water. I darn near died, and he knows exactly of what I speak. And if you're listening to David, you know of what I speak as well. But thank you to the great David Bellavia, because he pointed out what many of you already know, that Florida is basically, it's almost like a second Western New York. In particular, certain pockets of Florida, one of them would be the Gulf of Mexico, the west coast of Florida, and the other would be the Fort Lauderdale area, at least during a Bills game. But we have a lot of people who used to live here in Western New York who listen to the Odyssey app. You can download that, by the way, easily. Just go to WBEN.com and just follow the easy-to-follow instructions, or go to your favorite app store and you can download Odyssey. And we like to serve you. We like to service you, as it were, on News Radio 930 WBEN and across the multifaceted Odyssey platform. Oh, my goodness. I think I just spoke like a management type. Across our multifaceted Odyssey platform. But the question is, how do you monetize the platform? But anyway, good to have you with us. We have a lot of things that I think we're going to get into today, but I never know, because you guys have the helm of the show. I'm just the guy behind the microphone. And I want to tell you that WBEN Arthur Pressman Traffic Attorney News Time is coming up on 2:12 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And joining us right now on the Trocare College WBEN live line, and Tanner is going to get him up and running for us, is everybody's favorite meteorologist, and that is the one, the only, the inimitable, and the very talented and accurate Andy Parker. Andy, that kind of a build-up. I'm expecting a check in the mail, if that's okay.
What was that word? Imitable? That was inimitable. Fantastic.
No, nobody can imitate you, sir. You are a class and a brand and a breed among yourself. You are a towering giant among the pygmies, like myself.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Ready to talk some hurricane? Ready to see what Uncle Milty has in store for Florida?
Yes, now that the appropriate smoke has been blown. And by the way, before we get started on News Radio 930 WBEN, Andy, I would like you to tell people, maybe in Florida or anybody who's listening to us either over the air or through the Odyssey app, I would like you to tell them how they can always stay in touch with weather and Andy Parker's unique world.
You got it, Tom. Very easy. If you're you have a cell phone, you text your friends. Now you can add a meteorologist to that as well. I'm going to give out the number that I've given you, that I've given David, the same one. Well, all you have to do is text the word weather if you're not sure what to type. And all you have to do is text it to 716-503-2639. If that's too hard, it's 716-503-ANDY. Just text the word weather. Something will come right back to you. And if you have a specific question, you can text it just like you're texting someone about the Bills or anything else. So that's how you do it. It's super easy. And then you can follow me on social. If you're on any of the social channels, just type in Andy Parker TV, and it'll pop right up. It'll get you to where you want to go.
Well, I follow you socially as well, but I'm going to leave my private investigative reports to myself, other than to say you live an exemplary life devoid of any of the salaciousness that would accompany my own. So I applaud you on being an Eagle Scout. I must say that. So, in other words, you are a wonderful human being in other ways other than meteorology. You're a terrific man, Andy, and everybody loves you. Now that the smoke has continued to have been blown, give us the update, if you will, sir, my dear Andy Parker, on Hurricane Milton and what this bad boy is doing as we speak.
Yeah, as we speak, the 2 o'clock update just came in. They do this about every 3 hours where their National Hurricane Center will. They'll have some reconnaissance come in. They'll do the latest measurement of the maximum sustained winds. And the 2 o'clock has just come in, and it looks like now it's about 130 miles to the west of Fort Myers. It's 150 miles to the southwest of Tampa, Florida. So it's getting closer. Yesterday at this time, it was 500 miles away. It has a ground speed of about 16 miles an hour. So if you start doing the math, you're within about 10 hours of the actual eye beginning to impact the coast. Now, before the eye gets there, you've got to get through the outer wall, then the inner eye wall, and there's a lot of stuff that happens before that time. So the impact is going to be felt. This is the good news here. The maximum sustained winds, the thing that determines what level it is it a Cat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, is down to 130 miles an hour. So what's happening now is this storm that was raging is an unfettered, able to just run an engine full bore. If you've ever heard somebody just kind of put the foot down on the accelerator and the engine just goes full bore, it's being fed everything you can possibly give it, that's what was happening over the open water of the Gulf of Mexico. Now what's happening is we're starting to pull back on that accelerator. Even though it's still over warm water, the conditions above it are becoming less favorable for it to continue at that rate. It's starting to ramp down, if you will, to the point where it's now lost some of the maximum sustained winds. Still a devastating hurricane, but it is no longer the 5 runaway engine that it was. The reason is it's running into some what we call shear. So the levels of the atmosphere above the storm are actually beginning to force it to inhale some dry air and cause it to kind of choke a little bit. But this is still coming towards the coast. It's also going to be responsible for the redirection that we've seen just in the last 12 hours. Yesterday we spoke and we said, boy, if this rolls right up on Tampa's doorstep, that is the worst case scenario. And I believe that you very astutely said, well, what would be the best case scenario on this? And the answer was a shift to the south. It would take the worst winds and move them south of Tampa Bay, and it would impact other parts of Florida. Make no mistake, it's not going to disappear. But it would take that devastating storm surge and remove it from Tampa Bay and shift it further south where it might be less impactful. So right now, the area that it looks like is under the gun for the arrival of the center of the storm would be Sarasota, and that is a number of miles south. If you think about the cone of probability, Tampa is now on the northern edge of the cone. I'm looking at a map right now that has about 23 different solutions from computer models that were just generated on the hour, and all of them but one bring this to the south of Tampa over Sarasota. So this bend, this hook to the right, if you will, looks like it's beginning to materialize, but until it gets about 50 miles from the coast, that's where we'll see it really begin to make that right turn. That should happen around 6 o'clock tonight. Unfortunately, a lot of this activity is going to be after sunset for the folks in Florida, so they'll be going through this situation nocturnally. When you think about what you see, hear, and feel, you're going to see not much. You'll look out your windows, and it's going to be just rain and wind. It's hard to see anything. They're going to lose power, so you're not going to have the streetlights on. You're going to hear these ferocious gusts of wind ripping at whatever structure you're in, and then you're going to feel the wind as it hits whatever house you're in, or if you're stayed in a higher-rise building, those are going to sway just like some of the buildings in downtown Buffalo, and that's what they're going to undergo. This is going to be a harrowing night for anyone in Central and South Florida.
But those, Andy Parker, by the way, meteorologist extraordinaire, I love this man, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line and WBEN Arthur Pressman. Traffic Attorney News Time is coming up on 219 right now. So, okay, if I astutely asked you a question yesterday, you astutely gave the answer as far as the best case scenario. Now, I must astutely ask, what are the probabilities that this best case scenario, in other words, outside of the downtown Tampa metroplex, we'll call it, will be spared the worst of Hurricane Milton?
Right now, it's looking good. As I look at the eye, I'm zeroed in on this using satellite and radar technology. You can see the center of circulation, the outer bands beginning to come in contact with the radars that are over portions of western Florida. In the next 3 hours, you're going to see a track that continues on the north. It's going to continue to the north and to the east. And then in 3 hours, we're looking to see if that bend is going to occur. And that's when we'll know, okay, this is really going to happen. Tampa will be spared. Right now, it's a very robust forecast. There's a lot of confidence that this hook to the right, not a hard right, not a 90 degree, but just enough to make it go wide right of Tampa Bay. In this situation, wide right will not conjure up bad things, but for the folks in Tampa, this will be a good miss.
You really had to go there, Andy? You really had to mention wide right? And of course, Tampa is where that took place. You really had to go there? Seriously? Bringing back the trauma?
As someone who watched that kick and has watched it replayed for decades, yeah, I did. And I think it means something. That hook will mean something to these people as much as that kick does. But in a good way instead of in a bad way.
And I would add, and this is a good time to add this, not to be a name dropper, but I had the opportunity to run into Scott Norwood about a year ago. And he is a wonderful human being, really is. We had a wonderful conversation, and obviously that didn't come up. That would just not be cool. But I just want to let you know, Scott Norwood is an A-OK human being, and I enjoyed our very brief time together. I just want to kind of lessen the impact, Andy, of that little nut punch you threw in there about wide right. We're talking on WBEN with meteorologist Andy Parker, and the interview, of course, is on the Trocare College WBEN live line, and the time at WBEN, the WBEN Arthur Pressman Traffic Attorney News Time, is coming up on 2:22. Andy, you are somebody who puts his heart, life, and soul into weather and meteorology and statistics and modeling. What has surprised you so far about the difference between the modeling and what we've actually seen unfolding in the past few hours?
Well, I think when you look at the rapid development of this, that was one thing. Going back to even the start of the weekend, there was some question of, will this just be a rainmaker for Florida? That was one of the terms that was banted about before anyone wanted to really come out and say, hey, this is going to be a, a big hurricane. It was going to be a cluster of storms. Was it going to spin up or wasn't it? There was some question there. And then come Sunday, it did. It began to get the classic signature of a tropical storm. And then how rapidly it intensified, I think, was what the scientific community marveled at. And that's when you started to hear all of the descriptions of this as a monster and all of these things. Granted, it's over open water, and it was. But as I described it at kind of the top of our conversation, when you're feeding this thing everything it wants to grow, it's going to grow. And then we're just hoping that by the time it gets to the coastline, that some of that ferocity is reduced by the elements that were originally feeding it. You start taking it away, and the storm, while still exceptionally dangerous and going to be a problematic and life-threatening, won't be at the top of the scale.
You know, basically, I know that you have been over this a million times, and we might have people who are just tuning into us at News Radio 930 WBEN, people who don't know anything about hurricanes because, frankly, it's not a Western New York issue. But Hurricane 101, and we kind of alluded to this yesterday, is that hurricanes derive their massive destructive energy from... fill in the blank.
Oh, are you asking me? I thought that was a...
Yes, no, that was... The question is, from where do hurricanes derive their massive destructive energy?
They feed on the very warm water of the sea surface, in this case the Gulf of Mexico, and then and from there, if the air above it allows it to just continue to grow, then you get the natural Coriolis effect and the spin that creates this, and there you go. And that's how the hurricane gets going. Once it crosses over land and you take away its moisture source, that warm water, it begins to break up. And then when you don't have the frictionless surface of the water, there's no buildings out there, there's no topography, it's free to spin and churn. And once it comes in contact with the ground, you're taking away two of those elements. And in this situation, we're adding a third thing. We're putting some shear in the atmosphere, which is reducing the conduciveness for this thing to just be continuing to grow. So we're kind of punching it with some dry air, and it's going to slow it down and shift it to the right. So those are the things that begin to grow a hurricane.
Now, Andy, when we come back, you mentioned the word shear, and I want you to go into some greater detail on that, because most of us hear the word shear, and in a lot of cases, at least when we're dealing with atmospherics, that is something that will strike fear into the hearts of pretty much any pilot out there in terms of wind shear. And there was a horrible, devastating plane crash in Texas back in the early 1980s, which basically was the result of wind shear. And obviously, the onboard avionics and the pilot training is much better now in terms of dealing with wind shear, especially when an aircraft is in its vulnerable position of coming in for final approach on the runway. So maybe a little bit more detail on that. And, you know, I don't want to get too much into the weeds with you, Andy, but I also recognize that you have a body of information that is encyclopedic. And let's, you know, get into some specifics also about the areas of Florida which are still high risk over the next 12 hours, and whether or not that's going to remain the case over the next 24 hours. And those of you listening in Florida who are former Buffalonians, thank you very much for tuning in. And if you have any questions for Andy Parker that you'd like to ask on the air, and we have a crew, hopefully they'll be able to get through, a crew of former Western New Yorkers who are willing to join us after the 3 o'clock news on News Radio 930 WBEN. And yesterday, obviously, was one of those shows. If you weren't listening, go back and listen to the recording and the audio archives at WBEN.com, where you in the audience basically told me, the host, in which direction to take the show. And I appreciate that, because, you know, David and I, we always come into the shows with a list of things, but obviously, if there's something that is foremost and first in your mind, we want to make sure that we address that for you, because we don't do the shows for ourselves. We do the shows for you. Otherwise, David and I would probably do a lifelong podcast on World War One. Because both of us have a never-ending fascination with World War One, and David, of course, a Medal of Honor recipient, he has some many thoughts on what those poor fellows went through in the trenches and in the air and the atmosphere of the First World War. And boy, would we like to do a show on that. But right now, you are guiding our show. And if you want to talk to Andy Parker on WBEN, you may phone us in the 716 at 803-0930, 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is 2:28. Thank you so much for being with us.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, very, very appropriate. Actually, had a chance. I don't usually name names, but I had a chance to go to the Eagle House last night with the princess and the host at the Eagle House. Those of you who think Jim Morrison of the Doors is still alive, I could not resist. I had to say, you are Jim Morrison. And it wasn't the first time he had heard that, but it was a fine and fun conversation, but the resemblance was really uncanny. I could not help myself. and that often is the case, as you might have surmised over the years. It is 2:37. That is WBEN Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney News Time. And joining us on the Trocare College live line with WBEN is our favorite meteorologist, Andy Parker. Andy, you used the word sheer before to describe some of the meteorological aspects of what is going on with Hurricane Milton. And in aviation, as I mentioned, the word sheer can often, well, make a pilot check his or her underwear. Let's put it that way. As it applies to hurricanes and these kinds of tumultuous weather events, when you say sheer, about what are we talking?
It's going to be the change of wind speed or direction with height. So if you're standing at the ground and you're facing into the wind and the wind is hitting you in the face, if you were able to just kind of go vertically up to, let's say, 5,000 feet, 1 mile up, and if the wind at that level is now blowing from a different direction, that would be directional shear. So that means that at the surface, the wind is one direction, but at 1 mile up, it's coming from another direction. You go another 2, 3, 4 miles up, and it might be a different direction. So that's just directional shear. Then you have what's called the speed. So if you have speeds at the surface that are, you know, at 15 miles an hour, but then you go up a little higher and those wind speeds increase significantly, 40, 50 miles an hour, even more than 100 in some of the jet streams that race across the country. So you have multiple versions of shear, which is just a change in either speed or direction with height. Hurricanes don't like either. What they like is to sit in just a very hot and humid atmosphere. The engine is very efficient if all of the heat, the latent heat from condensation, from the moisture in the atmosphere that keeps that thing going, if it doesn't get stolen away, if it doesn't get sheared out or blown away, then that thing is very efficient. Now, there was an image that was out from, I believe it was either last night or early this morning, which showed an incredibly defined eye where you could almost, I mean, you could see right down to the surface of the water. That has since gone away. That was probably the most perfect form that you could look at it when it comes to a hurricane. Now it's gone. So that's indicating that some of the wind and the drier air is beginning to impact the storm and causing it to wobble or become deformed, and it's now blowing the clouds over top. You don't see that eye. You can't look straight down in it. There's an eye in there, but it's not clear all the way up to 40,000 feet or so. That's how tall these storms go. They'll go from the surface of the water all the way up the column to where, you know, your eye level to some of the planes that are flying by. That's how tall these things are. And the winds in there that are the most serious winds are obviously tight packed in there, maybe 100 miles across. You go outside of that and the winds drop down significantly. I just did a look at Tampa's anemometer, the wind measurement tool that they have at Tampa International. They're at around 28 miles an hour, gusting to 35. I think here we're about 17, gusting to 28. So they have not felt the impact of the winds. They're seeing the type of winds that we have outside right now. And this thing is 130 miles away from Tampa. So it's going to change rapidly for them over the next couple of hours as that wind radii, that circle of tropical storm force winds that now start to go up from 35 to 74, and then it goes hurricane above that.
Listen to you busting out the $20 gold piece words today, man. I got to get my dictionary out just to keep up. Andy Parker, meteorologist, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, and your telephone calls are welcome. And first of all, let's go to Mike calling in from Wheatfield. Mike, welcome. You are on WBEN with meteorologist Andy Parker. Go right ahead.
Yes. How likely are tornadoes to form about 12 miles inland from Tampa? And, you know, can tornado speeds be higher than hurricanes? And do you get the same air pressure difference? Like some tornadoes, you know, they blow the house outward from the change in pressure.
Wow, there's a lot in there.
That's a good question, and I'm looking at it right now. There's no less than 20 different tornado warnings in effect from Marco Island, Florida, all the way up to the outskirts of Orlando, over to West Palm Beach. So So it's the entire peninsula as these outer swirls from this storm are being whipped around. They do produce a lot of tornado warnings. There's a lot of spin and rotation in all of these thunderstorms that are currently over central Florida. So they're not worried about the eye even impacting them yet. They're finding these tornadoes. And much like you say, the winds in a tornado can go up to 300 miles an hour. The maximum winds inside of a hurricane at the eye wall are around maybe 180, I think, was the maximum ever recorded. But either way, once you get up into that type of range, as you described it, the aerodynamics that are involved in a gust of wind ripping past a square structure, lifting on the corner of a roof or lifting over the roof as it begins to push around it, weakening the joints, even though they have the new building style where it's not just 2x4s with some long nails, but they've got reinforcements at all of the joints. All of that stuff is stressed to its absolute maximum when you start to reach those things. And that's why you see homes literally almost look like they explode from the type of between the pressure and the way that the circular motion of a tornado can just pull up on a house.
Does that answer your excellent questions, Mike?
Yeah, because, you know, I have relatives there, but they got a new house, but, you know, they're more concerned about the hurricane than the tornadoes. And I said, you know, make sure you heed the tornado warnings as far as. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. You know, Andy, one of the reasons, and I've mentioned this over the past couple of days, I know David spent some time talking about this as well on WBEN. I'm sorry, the great David. I'm never going to let him recover from that, okay, just so you know. And if you saw the text between us, you would understand. But anyway, we have so many people with relatives from Western New York who are now living in Florida, specifically the Gulf Coast, you know, Tampa, all the way down to the wealthier ones in Marco Island, and Naples, of course. Sarasota, I always thought of as a bunch of strip malls, strippers, and pawn shops, but I'm sure there's more to Sarasota than that. But the people with whom you've been in contact in Florida, what have you heard, Andy, from some of our former neighbors in Western New York or those who choose now to begin their snowbirding part of their year?
They are prepared. Their bathtubs are filled with water. They've already shut down the water in Bradenton and I believe in Sarasota. So they'll turn on the faucet and nothing's coming out. When you think about how that's going to impact life, they don't know how long that's going to be turned off. So if there are people that are outside of the evacuation zone, they still may be affected by not having power or running water for potentially days with this. And so what they do is they fill up as many tubs of water, because you still need to use the facilities even when the lights are out. And that's one way of doing that. And the other thing is to just be able to not open your refrigerator as long as possible. Having a ability to solar power charge your generators. So if you don't have a whole house generator like a lot of people do up here, what they have are these bricks. And then you may get 2-3 hours of runtime on it, but then you can hook solar panels to it and charge that brick up again to kind of keep you going for multiple days. So they've done a lot of that prepping. There's a lot of what you would call them, I guess, four season rooms down there where they're patios that are enclosed to keep the mosquitoes out, and they generally surround a pool. Those structures are not hurricane rated, and so they start to take anything that's in those rooms, TVs, electronics, and bring them close to the house, if not in the house, and then tarp whatever they can't on those. Anything that's in the backyard, if people I know in Orlando have kind of pushed all of their outdoor belongings along the side of a house. But honestly, if you're in the path of the tornado, just moving your outdoor belongings from one side of the yard to the other isn't going to have an impact. But it's the realization that you might be without power and water and the ability to refrigerate food for an extended period of time.
And obviously these people, like, as we kind of know how to deal with a blizzard, although one might ask questions after 2022, the people in Florida, obviously very conversant with and able to survive as best they can a hurricane situation. And one of the things that David Bellavia had mentioned on his program earlier today was the fact that Governor DeSantis basically put an all-out push out prior to landfall of Hurricane Milton to try to get the debris from the previous hurricane picked up, because that would simply add more to the cluster. So they seem to be, and Governor DeSantis, by the way, has received praise from both sides of the political divide in this country, if you will, for his proactiveness in the face of Milton and its landfall.
I have friends on both sides of the political aisle down there, and while they don't see eye to eye on many things, they agree that DeSantis is by far one of the best political figures and governors when it comes to dealing with these events proactively. And they have a playbook, and they stick by it.
And maybe at some point the Buffalo Bills coaching staff will also receive one of those in terms of clock management. Andy Parker is with us, on the Trocare College WBEN live line on News Radio 930 WBEN. Your questions at 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, as we, Andy, look at the radar of Florida and see all of this red, indicating very, very heavy precipitation and increasingly inclement weather. There are areas that are getting, at this point, just pounded. And some of those areas are between Bradenton and St. Petersburg. And then as you look to the east, you've got places like Bowling Green, Florida, and Arcadia, Florida, on the outskirts, which are getting absolutely pummeled. And what's going on there when we look at the radar and we see clear skies, for example, to the east of Sarasota and Siesta Key, but then we see a pummeling effect right along Route 17 and 95. What's happening there meteorologically?
Yeah, what you're finding is that these are the outer edges. That's not anything associated with the eye wall, but it's literally the volume of moisture being slung around in these arms of rain and wind that will that are creating these bands of rotating, I guess you'd call them rotating, like spirals is the best way to put it. This spinning spiral of rain, and as you mentioned, yes, Sarasota was wet. Now it's dry. You've got pockets of nothing where the winds are similar to what they are right now in western New York, and then you have other areas that are undergoing tornadoes, up to 18 different tornado warnings. Anywhere from Orlando all the way down to the Everglades. So it is a very bad day all across the peninsula of Florida, and the waiting is now on that eye wall and where the right side of that hurricane is going to impact the coast. And that's what we're watching. The timeline on this is it's about 110 miles away. It's moving at about 16 miles an hour towards the north and to the east. So if you do the math on that, it's not far away from that's the center. And the eye wall, some of those hurricane-force winds extend out around 50 or 60 miles, the tropical storm-force winds even further than that. So you're going to start to see those winds and storm surge uptick in a matter of hours as this begins to push its way closer to the coast. The arrival time of the eye is kind of – you've already lived – if the eye makes it to you, you've already lived through maybe what the worst of this thing has to offer. And if the eye arrives at your location, you are guaranteed to experience a second round of it as well. That's one of the things when this does move over top of you, if you are in the middle of it, people are tempted to go out and take a look. And it's a fascinating element to be. I would liken it to the ability to view an eclipse, a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and you walk out and then to have the knowing that in a matter of minutes, the other half of this is going to come through and do the exact same thing to your house and for the same period of time. It's completely unnerving, but an absolutely wild meteorological experience.
Very interesting. Let's get back to the calls. Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us on the Trocare College WBEN live line, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is John in North Tonawanda. John, welcome to the show. Andy Parker eagerly awaits whatever your question happens to be.
Great, guys. Thanks. Maybe a stupid question, but since the hurricane circulates over warm salt water, does the hurricane actually, like, suck up that water? And what does it do with it if it does to the over land and everything? And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. We'll have Andy answer that question. I was going to ask about fish falls. So let's start off with the ability of hurricanes to suck up water and then distribute it over pockets of land, Andy.
So the hurricanes are very effective at pushing the water. We talked about it yesterday how in Buffalo, if we get a wind that comes from Cleveland towards Buffalo, it pushes the water, but it really doesn't suck up anything. The same thing with a hurricane. I think you're thinking of maybe a waterspout or a tornado that actually will have a pull from the ground. It actually rips things up and spins and throws them. The hurricane, it is such a large scale, it doesn't do that over the water. It doesn't pull up and loft things up into the sky and throw it. Those winds, when they come in contact with the ground, they're so large. They're from the surface up thousands of feet, and these winds will continue to just push things. And when you see things flying sideways, they're rarely being pulled up into the sky. They're just being pushed sideways as these swirls or jets of wind that are cycling around that center swirl. So it's a little different. It's not a bad question, because you'd think, yeah, well, hey, this thing is spinning. It just doesn't have the same kind of suck that a tornado does to pull things up off the ground and redistribute them out the top. A lot of people think, you know, hey, if you get pulled up into a tornado, you're thrown out the top into a different county. That does happen, and not to people, but to things and objects. And even to your analogy there, yes, the fish have been known to be pulled up and relocated.
Yeah, I mean, that's, to me, Andy, I remember being a kid and reading about what they would call fish falls, and you'd have people very much inland, and suddenly it would start raining, and in the rain, thousands of fish.
That's a unique experience. I mean, to find things redistributed like that and thrown, it's an oddity, yeah.
It's absolute craziness. So what, Andy, should we be looking for our friends and relatives, people we love and know who are in the, in the Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa Bay, and anywhere where this hurricane is likely to make the biggest impact over the next, let's say, 12 hours?
You got it. People in Newport Richey and Tampa, north of Tampa, Lakeland, and even Orlando are probably feeling a little bit better right now based on the new guidance that the computer models have put out, that there's going to be a slight bend to the right, which will take the hurricane and impact the coast of Florida near Sarasota and Venice Beach down to Englewood. Port Charlotte is another one. You're going to hear the words Bradenton, Sarasota, Vaimo. Those are going to be the ones that take the brunt of the strongest portion of the winds. Which is great for Tampa, but it's bad news for areas along the coast by Sarasota. That shoreline down there, while it doesn't have a bay, a body of water, an inlet, so it's not worried that the storm surge is not going to plow as far inland as it would if it could just funnel up the bay of Tampa, but it will totally destroy the coastline, similar to what we saw out of Helene. And Helene's storm surge was probably on the half of what is expected along the shoreline of the coastline of Florida on the west coast. And then as this crosses the rest of the state, it will weaken and to go maybe from a 3 down to a 1, but it's still going to cause damage with wind gusts that'll be 70 to 90 miles an hour as it crosses Kissimmee and Fort Meade all the way down to the other side of West Palm Beach and popping out somewhere on the east coast of Florida, you know, in a weakened form, but in a very, very strong and damaging level of winds, even on the east coast of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear across the state. which I mean, if you fly over it, you know what we're talking about here. And people as far down south as Naples, Florida, and Marco Island, and maybe the Keys, are they in great danger, Andy?
The Keys are looking better and better. This is going to stay to the north of them. I'm looking at the Keys right now. There's a few waves of rain, but nothing that is unusual for them out of this. It's going to be that spot from, I would say, Clearwater Beach down to, as you just said, maybe Marco Island and Naples. We'll have to watch and see how far the wind radius is. It's usually about 100 miles where you have the strongest winds, and then only the right side of that produces the absolute strongest gusts. The real critical time, I think, is going to be around 6 o'clock tonight. If the track of this continues without showing a bend to it, I think that's where we're going to have to wonder if the models were wrong or is this thing going to take its turn. But 3 hours from now, we'll know a lot more.
Andy, it is always such a great pleasure to speak with you. We all love your passion about the weather and the way you effortlessly communicate very complex ideas into a form that schnooks like your humble host can readily understand, or at least pretend like we do. And one more time, I want you to give your number out so people can always have a meteorologist at their fingertips.
You got it. On social media, just type in Andy Parker TV. That'll get you to the latest information. But if you have targeted questions, not only about this, but when our weather gets bad, if you want to stay one step ahead, it's 716-503-ANDY, 716-503-2639.
Andy Parker, always a great pleasure. Thank you so very much for your time. Always appreciated.
Sure thing, Tom.
Andy Parker, meteorologist on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line. Coming up, we're going to hear from a retired Buffalo firefighter, and I think you may have heard of this gentleman who is in the hurricane zone on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.